This is Rhema for today.
Let me encourage many people, you know, keep your nose out of something that don't belong to you. Best way to get it cut off is stick it in where it don't belong. In fact, the Bible says instead of sticking your nose in where it doesn't belong, it says pray for people. It even says if somebody has done wrong, if you see a brother that is overtaken in a wrong, you which are spiritual, don't go stick your nose in and try to tell them how to solve their problem. No, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says to pray for them, restore them, and consider yourself lest you also wind up in the same mess.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, Winning the War of Words, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
David killed the giant with words before he ever killed him with the sword. Hello? There is a war of words that must be fought before you have a victory. The real battle is won in speaking the word before you get into the battle. Speak the word. Win the war words. How many of you have ever noticed that you sometimes have a war of words with the situations that the enemy brings your way? Anybody ever notice that? Anybody ever notice he's always telling you what he's going to do to you and how he's going to keep you down and you're never going to make it? And in fact, he sends people to talk to you and say, man, it's still a mess. Everything's still a mess. Nothing has changed, and maybe things have changed. But you see, if you start listening to them, you'll be back in the same position you was before. The enemy uses natural people to hinder us. Things may be going great. Things may be turning around. And yet somebody comes in, some busybody, wagging their tongue, talking about things that they don't have any business talking about, meddling in things that they don't have any business in meddling in. Ever notice that people are that way? Am I the only one ever noticed that? Anybody else there? You ever had anybody come in and start talking about something? Maybe it's in your family. And they should keep their mouth shut. Let me encourage many people, you know, keep your nose out of something that don't belong to you. Best way to get it cut off is stick it in where it don't belong. In fact, the Bible says instead of sticking your nose in where it doesn't belong, it says pray for people. It even says if somebody has done wrong, if you see a brother that is overtaken in a wrong, you which are spiritual, don't go stick your nose in and try to tell them how to solve their problem. No, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says to pray for them, restore them, and consider yourself lest you also wind up in the same mess. Hello? Let us forget what people say. Let us forget what the enemy says. Let us turn against all of this and begin to speak what the Bible says. Man, I'm going to tell you what. I've been preaching hard up here, but I've been having to live everything I preach. And the enemy begins to talk to your mind. I have to win the war of words. I've won the war of words. I told the enemy where to get off. You need to do the same thing in your life. The enemy cannot stop the church. The enemy cannot work in your family. The enemy can't work in my family. Learn to speak to the enemy and win the war words. Learn to say, I bind every spirit that's coming in to hinder my family. And refuse to listen at garbage. Hello. There are people thinking, well, man, I don't know whether it's worth it or not. Hey, listen. Tell the enemy, get off of my back. I can make it. I will make it. There is nothing that can stop me because the Word of God says so. Just stand up strong and say, devil, you can't have my family. You can't have my life. Hello. The enemy gonna find out if you really believe what you say you believe. You're not gonna sleep on no feather bed. The enemy gonna bring some sticks in there and poke you in the ribs. But just take the word of God and speak to him and break his stick in two. Speaking the word is how you deal with the giants in your life. Anybody face any giants in their life? You deal with them with the giants in your life with the war of words. Let me continue on here. Principle number three. Never run at your giant with your mouth closed. I could say it another way. Never try to take your giant with your mouth closed. Because you see, it's speaking the name of Jesus that brings every demon in hell to his knees. It's speaking God's word against that situation that brings it to naught. You got to talk it before you have it. Giants. This giant is symbolic of our problems. It's symbolic of the difficulties that we face in life. And until you learn to deal with your giants, you're going to live defeated lives. You're going to live under the gun. But I want to tell you something, that if you learn how to speak the word of God, if you learn how to talk and win the war of words with the word of God, you will live a victorious life. You will walk out of defeat into victory. My dad used to tell me all the time, he said, you know, I'd get down or something, he said, talk yourself out of it. At first I really didn't understand him. I began to talk to him. He says, the more you talk about your problems, the more you let people talk to you about stuff, the more it's talk, the bigger the giant grows until it will consume you. But if you'll begin to talk, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. No weapon formed against me will prosper. If you begin to talk, I am God's creation. I am the power of God going somewhere to destroy the enemy. If you begin to talk that way, you'll talk yourself out of your problem. You'll talk yourself out of depression. You'll talk yourself out of all of the things that are coming against you. Learn to deal with your giants. I don't care how big they look. I don't care how dark the situation is. There's no God big as my God. There's no God as big as our God. Our God's alive and well. he's not in the grave somewhere that we have to go and light candles to. He's not in a grave somewhere that we have to go over there where his tomb is. We don't have to kneel down toward east, west, south, north, wherever. All we have to do is raise our hands and look up and praise his holy name. The Bible says, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Don't look in the tomb. Look up. Look up. See, encourage one another with the words, look up.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD, Godliness is Profitable. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series entitled Because of Jesus. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, entitled Along the Way, Building a Legacy that Changes Lives. All these items for the special price of $28. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, we are always talking about thanking people for helping us to bring hope, help, and healing to the world. Mm-hmm. Well, back in March of 2025, I did a message.
Uh-huh.
The hand of God is not too short that it cannot save.
Yes.
And it was an office message, and one of the offers was this little book of mine called Life of Obedience.
Uh-huh.
And so this individual, this man,
yeah, I'm going to read this.
Okay, read that testimony.
Yeah, it says, thank you, Pastor Hagin. This is such an awesome message on salvation and deliverance. I remember as a young Christian years ago reading your book, Life of Obedience, and it changed my Christian life. I will preach this word that you have delivered, and I will see the hand of God reach out to touch others to be saved, healed, and delivered. Thanks again, Pastor. I appreciate the word you preach very much. And I appreciate people writing in.
Oh, yes, yes.
It just thrills us to know that, you know, that we're helping people.
Well, now, this little book, Life of Obedience, if you just go to rhema.org and go to the bookstore,
yes,
it's available right there. And so it is a great little book, just a little,
yes,
slimline book that you can put it in your shirt pocket and carry it around. So that's something that you can get.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Winning the War of Words. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.